I want you to understand, and I'll give you a brief review, the origin of disease, because that's the foundation of today's lesson. When Adam was created in the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam a command. And he told him, in the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will die. He said, do not eat of that tree, and in the day you eat, you will die. Now, Adam lived 930 years, so it's somewhat of a mystery to us what God meant. Unless we understand there are different kinds of death. The word death simply means to be separated from God. Spiritual death. Separated from your body. Physical death. And eternal death. Separated from eternity. From eternity with God. So God was obviously talking about spiritual death. In the day you eat. The very day you eat. But Adam didn't die physically that day. So we can eliminate physical death. Now sin. Adam's sin. Brought spiritual death, separation from God, into our world, for all have sinned. Everybody follows in Adam's footsteps, so you don't have to throw too many stones at Adam. Spiritual death brought physical death into our world. And what is the normal ally of physical death? It's disease and sickness. And so it's like throwing a rock in a pond, it ripples. When God appeared to Adam and Adam was hiding because death separates us, spiritual death separated him from God, separated his fellowship from God, and he was hiding, and God said, where are you? Not that God didn't know where he was. He wanted Adam to know where he was. And then God gave some judgments, one on the serpent, one on the woman, which in future days we'll come back to. I want you to see some things there that are very interesting. And then he told Adam, the ground would be cursed for your sake. You'll have to toil or labor all the days of your life to make a living. That's the beginning of poverty, the beginning of lack. And he said, dust you are, and to dust you will return. There was no physical death in the garden until sin. There was no disease in the garden until sin. Now, that's really easy to figure out. If you read Genesis chapter 1, the third day, God looked around, he said, this is good. And the fourth day, he looked around, he said, well, this is good. And the fifth day, he looked around, he said, this is good. And the sixth day, he looked around, he said, this is good. And I'm absolutely convinced if there had been any sickness, disease there, he would have said, this is almost good, could have been good. I meant it to be good. And then he looked around, went to the office, he says, this is very good. Very good. But sin opened the door. Now, if sin opened the door to disease, and it did, then the remedy for sin has to be the remedy for disease. Now, we go over to the testimony of Jesus when he was bringing healing to the woman who'd been bent over for 18 years. He said, and I ought not this woman, that's in Luke chapter 13, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound. Satan bound. Satan bound. So sin, which is of Satan, Satan was in that garden bringing temptation, that Eve fell to the temptation, and Adam chose to come into agreement with Eve. He was not deceived, but she was deceived. We have that information in the New Testament. Then spiritual death, separation from God, came, and as a result of that, physical death came, and physical death is accompanied by disease so many times over and over again. And Jesus said, whom Satan hath bound. Now, the rumor in the church is that God makes people sick, but you will not find that in the Scripture. It's not in there. Now, we go further. We have the testimony of Peter in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil, not oppressed of God. Oppressed of the devil. So we have three references, and in the Scripture says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word can be established. We have Peter's witness, we have the words of Jesus himself, and we have the witness of Genesis chapters 1, 2, and 3, that the origin of sickness and disease was found in sin, in Adam's sin. Now, if the origin is found in sin, then the remedy for sin has to be the remedy for disease. That's what I want to prove to you today. Now, look at Exodus chapter 12. I want us to look at the witness of the Scripture from Exodus all the way through to 1 Peter and show you the remedy. There's only one remedy for the plight of man, for those things that harass, torment, and overpower man. There's only one remedy. You're going to see two things in Exodus chapter 12. God is using Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. They had been in Egypt for over 400 years and were in bondage. Now, the record of Exodus chapter 1 is that they had been oppressed, that they were carrying heavy burdens. When Moses went to the Pharaoh and said, let the people go, we want to go and worship the Lord, Pharaoh increased their bondage. He quit sending them supplies to make brick. They were brickmakers for Pharaoh's big cities and buildings. He quit sending them supplies, and they couldn't meet their brick quota, and then he started beating them. That's the record of the Scripture. That's very interesting. As you go to the psalmist, he said when God led them out of Egypt, there was not one feeble person.